The economy exceeded almost all expectations this week, with the government reporting a 7.2% gain in the gross national product during the last quarter. That's the fastest rate of growth since 1984. The question now is, will the good economic news last, or is it just a flash in the pan? With me to talk about who or what should get credit for the good news and how it changes the political equation are two economic strategists. Stephen Moore is president of the Club for Growth and a senior fellow at the Cato Institute. And Gene Sperling is a former national economic advisor under President Clinton and is now a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Let me give you a chance, Stephen, first to respond to my question. What does this say about the president's tax cuts and whether or not they work?
Well, there are a lot of big sighs of relief over at the White House this week, and probably a lot of heartburn over at the Democratic National Committee. These are very good numbers for President Bush politically, because, as you know, the one big vulnerability to President Bush as he faces his reelection has been the economy. These numbers do seem to suggest that the president's tax package is starting to really kick in and work. And so I think if he can keep this up or even keep growth anywhere near these levels, then it means that he should probably coast to re-election.
Gene Sperling, would you agree that the numbers are a sign that the president's tax cut package is working?
Well, everybody hopes these good numbers will eventually translate into the type of robust job growth and widespread income gains that we'd all like to see. But I think that's still quite uncertain. I don't think that this in any way vindicates this president's economic record. I mean, this president has the record of probably the worst long-term fiscal management in our history and will probably be the first president to have lost jobs during his term since Herbert Hoover. So while certainly it would be good news for the president if the economy does turn up or strengthen in the year prior to his reelection, I think for those who think that this president has driven up long deficits for perhaps even decades to come and waited for 3 years to really help do something strong about job growth, I don't think this will alter the critique much at all.
The president's tax cut package has some short-term tax cuts, the rebate checks to families with children, as opposed to long-term tax cuts, most of which go to the wealthy. How do we know what is having its effect right now, and what does that say about whether this economic stimulus is going to continue working?
Well, first, let me just say that Gene is right, that you don't want to read too much into one quarter's worth of data on the economy. And so, you know, we're not out of the woods yet by any means. I've warned the White House not to be too triumphant about these numbers, because what happens if the next quarter comes in and the numbers are poor? But I do think that when you look at why is it that the economy really took off in the third quarter, the tax cut really had a lot to do with it. And I think that the two elements that were most important here were the capital gains reduction, the reduction in tax on stock profits, and the reduction in the dividend tax. And remember, these tax cuts, unlike the president's first tax reduction plan, were fast-forwarded. So they started to take effect on July 1st of 2003. And guess what? That's when the third quarter of the year started, in July of 2003. So far, the evidence seems to be pretty strong, in my opinion. The president's plan is working as hoped, not just because of the strong economic growth numbers. I think even the better indicator that the president's plan is working is what's happened with the stock market since May, when the president's plan passed. The NASDAQ is up nearly 20%. The S&P and Dow Jones are up by about 15%, which is what a lot of us predicted would happen if you did cut tax on investment.
Gene, what's your reaction to that?
I think that some of the short-term tax cuts that went to middle-income working families probably were at least some part of the boost we saw in the third quarter. What's unfortunate is that those temporary tax cuts to middle-income families have been exactly what Democrats have been pushing the whole time. And in other words, had President Bush been willing to simply focus on those type of temporary short-term tax cuts to middle-income family, I think we could have got this kind of larger boost much earlier, even particularly after 9/11 in 2001. And what the real debate's been about is whether you use those type of short-term tax cuts as a pretext for the type of long-term expensive tax cuts that I believe will squeeze out our ability to save and save for Social Security and Medicare in the coming decade when we'll face the baby boom retirement. I mean, these tax cuts altogether will drain $500 billion, $500 billion from our fiscal savings in 2013. What does that have to do with stimulating the economy right now? And that is the real difference. And I believe the president's focus on that has been not only harmful for the long-term economy, but has led him to be less effective over the entire three-year period in jump-starting job growth.
Steve Moore, if you had one piece of advice for the president on the economy, what would it be?
Cut government spending. I think the one thing that Gene and I agree on is that this budget deficit is a big problem for the U.S. economy. We've seen a huge fiscal deterioration. Now, Gene thinks that the tax cut is a major cause of it. I think the major problem has been just a loss of fiscal discipline. And I'm a fan of this president's, but one of the problems I have with him is that he thinks you can say yes to everything. You know, you can have prescription drug bills, and you can have tax cuts, and you can have more, you know, you can spend $100 billion in the war in Iraq. And that is what's leading to these enormous budget deficits, which are potentially a big problem for the U.S. economy in the future.
And Gene Sperling, what would your one piece of advice be for the Democrats?
People want Democrats to speak with strength about the degree that this president has made very negative long-term trade-offs for our economic future with huge and unjustified tax cuts, particularly for the well-off. I only wish we could have gone more with the Democratic idea of having the most stimulus and short-term tax cuts possible with the least amount of long-term fiscal damage. I think the Democrats have to show that they have a very positive and optimistic pro-growth message for the future.
Thanks to both of you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gene Sperling is a former National Economic Advisor under President Clinton and is now a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. And Stephen Moore is president of the Club for Growth and senior fellow at the Cato Institute.